Grace, mercy, and peace are now yours from God our Father through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the greatest lesson in life ever taught by perhaps the greatest mother to ever walk the earth is found in a little poem that she wrote, that she spoke. This little poem, which has become a song, a hymn sung for 2,000 some years. My soul magnifies the Lord. His mercy is for those who fear Him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with His arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich He has sent away empty. Mary, the mother of Jesus and thus the very mother of God, having been told on this particular morning that the reason she got sick and threw up was not because she ate some bad lamb stew the night before, but because God had chosen her for a very important purpose, to bear His Son, conceived not by human flesh, not by some adulterous affair as some other people would assume, but by God Himself, by God the Holy Spirit Himself. God chose Mary, a peasant teenager, nothing great in and of herself, just the fact that God chose her, of all people. She was not rich, not educated, not the most revered or honored woman, not the best mother in the village, not the ideal childbearer. She was a virgin. God didn't go looking for the most beautiful or the hardest working, the most successful, the most pious, the most obedient. Rather, just this nothing special about her, peasant teenager from Nazareth. Can anything good come from Nazareth? Asks one of the disciples years later when he's told, we found the Messiah, Jesus from Nazareth. God chose Mary simply because it was His choice for this particular job, to be the mother of His Son. Mary, the mother of Jesus, the mother of God, points us today to one of those lies that the devil loves to whisper into our ears. One of those lies that we love to hear and believe and live by, and a lie that if we believe and live by, it will eventually destroy ourselves, and in the process, we will destroy many others along the way. And that lie is this, that I am kind of a big deal. You see, we love to think or believe or feel that we are a big deal, that we're all that. We think or believe or feel that we are a big deal when we are successful. And so we search for success. When we do well in school or in music competitions or sports, I'm not saying it's wrong to do well. What I'm saying is it's wrong to think we are the big deal because we do so well. When we climb the corporate ladder, we land the big paying job. We own the house or the car of our dreams. We pat ourselves on the back and we think we made it. We are the big deal. We're all that. We dress so well. We look so hot. We feel all that. We think, we believe, we feel that we are a big deal when other people say or think we are. And do everything possible to impress that guy or that gal, to win their approval, their attention, their worship of our self, of our image. We work so hard to create that image that will attract our boss, our fellow co-workers, our classmates, our neighbors, even our family, who we shouldn't have to impress. We want to impress, not for the sake of doing our best, but for the sake of our image, for our reputation. We want others to think, believe that we are a big deal. We want others to notice because it feels good to be the big deal. Even when we serve others, that old Adam, that old Eve, wants to take credit for being so nice, so caring, so sacrificial. We love to believe that we are the big deal. It's in our human nature, our fallen human nature, to want to be number one, to be the big deal, so that everybody will fear, love, trust, and worship me, the big deal. My soul magnifies the Lord, Mary sang. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those humble of estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, but the rich he has sent away empty. You know, Mary, the one who sang this song, even though God chose her to be the mother of Jesus, the mother of God, she herself had to learn this lesson. When Jesus, her firstborn, began his public ministry, he began to preach and teach and heal, and guess what? People saw and heard and they began to talk. Who is this guy? Isn't he Mary's son? Isn't he the carpenter's son? And so Mary and Jesus' other brothers and sisters go tell their friends to go tell Jesus to stop what he's doing and to come home. His mother, brothers and sisters, they want to talk to him. Perhaps they're embarrassed about what people are saying. Perhaps they're worried what people are thinking or saying about them. And to this, Jesus responds, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers and sisters?" And his answer, "All who follow me. You are my mother, my brothers, and my sisters. You are my family." Now, if Jesus would have to put his own mother, Mary, in place because she wanted to be the big deal of the family, because she was worried or perhaps embarrassed, and you better understand, it's not an odd thing, a unique thing, a special thing for him to have to put you or me in our places when we want to be the big deal. When we want to organize our lives around ourselves. When our goal in life is simply to gain everyone else's attention for our sake. When we do everything we can to climb the ladders of power and prestige. We think that our successes, our accomplishments, our possessions, even our relationships are a matter of our work, our doing. When we think we are the big deal. Mary's words, her song, God's word through Mary, would have us remember, he has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, but the rich he has sent away empty. The mother of God, the one chosen by God for no big reason, the one who was humbled by her son when she was afraid that his ministry would interrupt her life, interrupt her from being the big deal of her family, Mary and her song reminds us today it's a lie. It's a lie to think of ourselves as a big deal. All that. Or the big deal. I am the vine, Jesus says. You're the branches. I'm the vine. You're not the vine. Not even Mary, the mother of Jesus, was the vine. I'm the vine, Jesus says. I'm the big deal, Jesus says. He reminds Mary. He reminds you and me today. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Nothing. Apart from me, you can do nothing, the vine says, Jesus says. But remain in me, and you can do all things. Remain in me, and you will bear much fruit, abundant fruits. And that's God's purpose for you in your life. God chose you, Jesus says in the text for the day. You didn't choose me, I chose you so that you would go and bear much fruits, so that you would be successful. But in God's eyes of success, bear much fruit, be successful in Christ. Oh, and by the way, your joy, Jesus says, will be complete. God wants you to have joy. God promises to give you joy in Jesus, in Christ, in the vine, the big deal. And that is a big deal. You see, you are a big deal to God, to Jesus. That's why he came and became your very flesh and blood and lived in your skin among our ancestors in a real time, in a real place. It's why God allowed himself to have an earthly mother. He didn't need to do that. To be one of us, to be a brother to us, God in our flesh as our brother, because only he, in his perfection, could offer the perfect sacrifice for our sins, especially that sinful desire to want to be all that, to want to be the big deal, to want to be God himself. It's how our first father and mother fell into sin. They wanted to be like God. They wanted to be the big deal. And that's why we, still this day, want to be the big deal. You are a big deal, but you're not the big deal. You are a big deal to Jesus, but you're not the big deal. He's the big deal. Jesus is the big deal because no greater love has anyone than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. And Jesus laid his life down for you because you are his friend. Not because you're successful or pretty or handsome. Not because you work hard or because you're really, 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 really nice. But simply because he chose you. He chose you to be his friend. He chose to lay his life down for you. God chose you, and that's the big deal. He chose to love each and every one of us, all of us, with all of our sins, with all of our messes. God chose to be our friend. You are a big deal to Jesus, your God and your Savior. So mothers, don't tell your sons to grow up to be cowboys, William Nelson once sang. But don't tell them to grow up to marry somebody like their father either. Nothing against their father. Fathers, don't tell your sons to grow up to marry somebody like their mother. Nothing against you mothers. Rather, tell your kids simply to find a husband or a wife who knows that they're not the big deal, but rather who confesses that Jesus is the big deal. Tell them to look for a husband or a wife who knows that Jesus is the big deal. Tell them to find a husband or wife who magnifies the Lord, just as Mary did. And then it will be true for your family for generations to come. His mercy is for those who fear him, from generation to generation. He's the big deal. He's your big deal. In Jesus' name, amen.